Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, angels? It's your girl, Adine Howard. Make sure you tune in to the Honey Lounge with Teddy Bear, Tuesday through Friday, 1 through 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Found out about love in the back of my Impala where they laid my grandfather too, down by the river. Up, it was tough. We were glad for what little we had. I saw my share of old fam, Mississippi dirt roads and Confederate flags. Every day my father would tell me, son, run and don't never come back. That's where I left my girl. That's where my heart is at. And oh, I held my breath when they dipped my hands and I came up shiny. Found out about love, yeah, in the back of my Impala where they laid my grandfather too, down by the river. Now we're black folks together at the Sunday services too. How the river runs through the ocean, I've been running like that since you.
I got along, I'm moving on, I bandaged the scars up well. I think of her, then I sit and I wait for a card or a letter in. I walk the beach with the sand in my feet, place my ear up to a shell. I wonder if you miss me too, cause I've been longing to get to you. I'm sick of staring out my window still. I'm tired of hoping she remembers me still. I'm packing my bags, I said I'm going back home to the place where I belong.
The river.
Gonna leave her again. You see, she stole my heart down by the river.
I held my breath when they dipped my hands and I came up shining.
Hallelujah.
Found out about love in the back of my Impala where I laid my grandfather.
Oh, baby.
I'll be right back.
on a magnificent Wednesday afternoon. How's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear, and welcome to the zone of LOTO Radio. My goodness. Hope everyone had a fantabulous weekend as we head to the mid part of the week. So many great things to get into. But before I begin today's broadcast, I want to thank everyone for tuning in and tuning out all the negativity. We are live streaming via iHeartRadio and also Spotify. Yes, Lord. Speaking of greatness, Grammy Award winner. Been waiting a long time to have this very talented gentleman on the show. New album, just around the corner, The Highest Act of Love, due out on February the 22nd. The incredibly talented Mr. Norman Brown, as we have the pleasure of celebrating his first release from the new album, Free, featuring the legendary Denise Williams. So on behalf of the Teddy Bear and the Zone, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTO Radio the super talented Mr. Norman Brown. Brother, how are you doing this afternoon?
I am better than great, my brother. Thank you for that lovely, beautiful introduction. Wow.
Oh, man.
How are you and your listeners today, my man?
Man, I'm doing wonderful. You know, we've been waiting since Let It Go, and you've arrived.
Man, I tell you what, it was a beautiful thing, man. It was a beautiful thing to be able to put together a project again so soon. Thank you for the love.
Oh, man, it's all. You know what? I've been a long admirer of your music. And like those great American poets once said, the whispers, you just get better with time, man. I mean, your music becomes more eclectic, more soothing, and it seems that you continue to strive to another level of music. And I wanted to ask you, how have you seen yourself as an artist progress where you were and where you're at right now?
Well, I tell you, it's a real blessing. My key is, as long as I'm on the right side of the dirt,
all right,
then there is new content. So I go along with my life, man. I tell you,
all right.
Very interesting time for me. The record Let It Go, that was my first solo release in 6 years.
I
collaborated records up to that point. And I got to tell you, brother, all the records I've done up to that point reflected my living, and my consciousness didn't catch up with it until after the records were made. These last two records, this is the first time in my career I made records where my consciousness was in line with my spirit, and I directed the expression that was coming out of me to reflect what I was living. It's a beautiful thing.
You know what? It's ironic. I remember you gave an interview some time ago. And one of the key elements that I really just really caught my attention, you said it's all about the journey, learning about one another, learning about where we fit in this. And to hear you mention something like this, and man, this man, he really truly understands what's going on musically and also with yourself. Why do you think sometimes as artists we have such a challenging time getting to that point of self-discovery?
Well, I'm going to say this. In our society, we're not taught to find answers from inward. We're taught to get to know ourselves from outward. You know, as babies,
right,
we're born into this world, and we learn through something called indiscriminate imitation. In other words, we just imitate what's around us, and we don't discriminate.
Right.
A baby sees a person walking, and all of a sudden, they just want to get up and walk. They don't know why. They don't know how. They just want to do that. That's indiscriminate. As we get older, we learn to discriminate. We see a criminal or a negative person, and we say, "Ooh, we don't want to do that. We don't want to do that." Now we've learned to discriminate. So what we have to do is learn to unlearn a lot of that imitation stuff that was indiscriminate. And that's the challenge for most. There's not too many systems set in place to aid us in that. I go by this. I put together what I call a framework for living and thinking and reasoning about life. And it consists of these three elements. One element, I call them the five pillars of truth. Know thyself, a knowledge of self. And I don't mean as a man, as a black man. I mean as a being. What
right.
is this being that I ride in, right? My spirit rides in. The second is knowledge of good or God. Third is a knowledge of bad, evil, or set, Satan. The fourth one is a knowledge of the times. And the fifth one is a knowledge of what must be done. If we start with those things, if we learn a knowledge of self, it helps us through the other four. And the last one is crucial, which is the knowledge of what must be done. From there, we have to learn this thing. We have to learn to identify, to understand, and to accept. And that's where we learn to learn what truth is. Those things really have guided me in my life, and I've not been able to always put it this clearly in my mind or in expression. But as I've come to this point in my life, I really have learned that this is a key factor as a framework. First of all, we need a framework to realize ourselves.
Without question. You know, it's very interesting when you mention as far as learning about the truth or understanding the truth. And I think that's very challenging for a lot of people to really accept the truth as far as being in their own quote unquote reality. I remember a professor said, just like racism is not something that we're born with, it's something that's been taught to us. So if it's been taught, it can be untaught. And I think for a lot of us, it can be untaught. And I think a lot of us are just really skeptical as far as standing in our own truth. And I've seen your music grow and prosper over the years. And I always wanted to ask you, man, what has it been like for you on this journey where you have so many people who continually support your music? They were there at the beginning. They're still riding with you, supporting your music, and just showing the amount of adulation and love in your live performances, telling you that a lot of the music that you have done have made them whole, a void that was missing that you've made them feel whole. What does that do to you as an artist?
It inspires me, it elevates me, it lifts me higher and higher. This is when I learned that I am serving the world. I'm not just doing something that I love to do and that I happen to be good at. And it's a responsibility, but it's one that I love. So what that taught me was I am blessed beyond measure and be responsible for that. And that is the seriousness I take my art. So what I do is I try to identify for all of us, and I try to give understanding, and I try to comfort in the acceptance of that. Once we do that, we're on our way, man. We really are on our way. And the first thing we need to do that with is ourselves. We have to identify what we are as a being. You talked about programming, learning and unlearning. You know, our being consists of two parts. One part is consciousness and will. This part identifies, it sees, it describes, and it decides, but it can't do anything. The second part of us, they call it spirit, subconscious, and spirit matter, or energy. That is the automatic doer in our being. It's the part of us that makes our blood pump, that makes us take a breath, that automatically makes our mind work. So it's automatic. That part of us can be programmed. When we're born, our creator programmed that part of us to pump the blood, to digest the food, to take a breath. We don't think about that consciously. Now, our consciousness, what we need to learn is that that is the way we program that automatic part of our being. Once we understand that, we can take the control of that. Now we have control of ourselves. It's all about behavior modification, behavior shaping. And that, my friend, we have total control of from those two aspects.
Without question. And you have managed to implement that philosophy of life in your music. And I'm telling you something, man, I'm waiting with bated breath to have an opportunity to listen to the entire album. I mean, you teased us with a slice of cheesecake with Free with Denise Williams. I've always had a Jones for Denise Williams. So to sit up and see that collaboration come together, it was like, I mean, it was just beautiful. It was a beautiful concept. How did you two manage to get together and work out the preliminaries and work on the single and do it with your own interpretation of the song?
Now, here's the spirit for you. Back in 2002, I had the opportunity to step into the future, and I started working on this song called Free.
Okay.
I recorded a nice demo of it and everything, arrangement, and it didn't go on that record or the following. I put it away in the archives, labeled 2002 Ideas. 2017, I started working on this record. I had just finished Let It Go and put it out there. So I'm going, wow, I don't have time to write some new stuff, man. I've got to do all these concerts. You know, I better go back into the archives and see what I have. And the first thing I pulled out was this joint called Free. And I'll tell you, my brother, that guitar you hear on there is exactly as I played it in 2002. I didn't touch that guitar. It's exactly the way I played it. We fattened up the music on it, and we added Denise Williams. So I was on a cruise with Denise. Happened to be in the middle of making this record, and I said, wow, wait a minute. And again, Free was not going to be on this record. And I said, wow, wait a minute. I'm standing here next to Denise. I'm taking pictures with her, and we're hanging out. I said, I got this version of your song that I would love to do and would love to have you guest on it. She said to me, well, you know, people have paid me to do that song. And I go into the studio to record it for them, and I give them their money back. I did not like what they did with it, so you better be ready with something. I played her this joint, man, and she says, Norman, please allow me to sing on this record for you. And she graciously graced this record.
Wow. Well, both of you did an exceptional job. You know, I want to touch on something you just mentioned. Going on cruises, meet and greet, performance-wise, we're both over 21. We've been around the block a few times. We've seen how the music industry has changed, where we had music stores from Sam Goody, Tower Records, you name it, and now they're defunct. They're gone now. And I've seen the demographics change, where now you have artists having the ability to go on these cruises and perform and having another source of income. Now, I've taken a lot of flack for this, but I say what I mean and I mean what I say. I feel like a lot of us here in the States have become so spoiled and so unappreciative as far as what artists like you bring to the table, that a lot of times that you have to travel outside the United States to make a good living, because let's face it, outside the United States, whether it's England, Australia, Switzerland, Germany, France, they have a greater appreciation for the music than a lot of us do out here. And I wanted your opinion and your perspective on that, since you've had an opportunity to travel this globe. What is your feeling on that?
I tell you, it takes us back to the top of our conversation, a knowledge of self. We are lacking a knowledge of self. So we're constantly searching outside of ourselves. And that is where people get lost. Looking for the next trend, looking for the next new, looking for this, that. It's inside of you, and that will show you the chain and all the links leading from then, which is the beginning, to now, the now, and beyond. And we have lost sight of some of those links in the chain along the way because we don't know ourselves. This is the problem. This is the cause of many of the ills in the world. I'm going to take a chance and say this is the cause of all the ills in the world. It's a lack of knowledge of self. And once that happens, you are lost. The older you get, the more difficult it becomes to gain that. And you get set in your ways. They call them habitual ways, your patterns for living, your mental paths, right? And this thing is taking you further and further and further off course. And this is a lot of what we see. Those people over in that land you spoke of, they have more of a knowledge of thyself. They know from which they came from. They can tell you 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 generations ago who their great, 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 greatness, whatever that was, who they were, how they thought, what they did, where they lived. We have lost that. Many of us newbies here in the States, all of us, have lost that sense of the knowledge itself.
It's incredible, because what you say is factual, and it's really disheartening at the same time, because you see the things that are transpiring in today's society. And as you said, it's easier for someone to accept the ills of what's taking place than to really stand on what reality should be. It's easy to follow along the program of what's acceptable instead of standing and making a stand and saying, you know what, in good conscience, this isn't right. This isn't right. This isn't normal. Free thinking, be able to think for yourself and knowing what and what's acceptable and what's not acceptable. And I see that taking place here in the States more than anywhere else, as you said, outside in different sectors of this country or outside the United States. People are more aware, more self-conscious of what's going on. But your album, you've had an opportunity now to kind of sit back and marinate a little bit. What is your overall thought process as far as what's your feeling and vibe on the album? And how many songs actually didn't make it on the album?
Great question. Great, brilliant question, my brother. I wrote two albums to get to this
point. Okay.
So there's another 11 songs that did not make it. This album is based on a concept, the highest act of love, which is a law of Ma'at, which is the ancient Egyptian wisdom on creation. And it says this: God needs you in order to come into the world. Fulfilling God's need is the highest act of love. And it's only through your love for God can you fulfill your love for others. Become the love of God in the world for the protection of the world. What it's saying is that we come to earth to be the vessels of God on earth. We are here so that God can have experience. And when we fall short of that, it's nothing but lossless. So that's what this whole record is based about. There are 11 faculties or 11 netaru or deities that comes on what's called the Tree of Life, the Pout Netaru of Anu. These are the factors governing creation. In other words, creation was created in 11 steps, starting zero. God was all by itself. God decided, wait a minute, I'm by myself. There's no other gods. I can do anything. I'm all powerful. I want to talk to somebody. So he said, I'm going to create creation and go live in it. Bam, number one. All said, Christians say we're made in the likeness and image of. That's what that is. We all are made from the same one. And it goes all the way down this tree of life. It goes to 11 factors. And I'll briefly try to get through them. One, this is unification. We are all the same. You are me and I am you. Two, we have this faculty in us that is a problem solver. It's the wisdom faculty in us. Have you ever had this happen to you? Man, I should have listened to my first mind. Something told me.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's that voice speaking through your being. Then we go to three. Sometimes something happens to us and we don't know why it happened. It's good stuff and we don't even know where it came from. That's called spirit power. That's number three. That's when you have tapped into God's power. Number four, my heart, that's the truth of things. That's love. That's just gravity. Gravity is gravity. If you jump off a building, you're going to fall, period. That's called truth. Five, you go to Herukuti, which is all about divine justice, cause and effect, karma. What I do to you, I do to me. Five, six, we get to our free will. Heru, they call it. Our hero, the sun, the one. Hey, I put a little spoken word together thing on that. That didn't make the record, but check it out. My name is Heru, your free will.
All right.
It's talking about your free will. This is our ability to choose. Then that goes into seven, which is the house to go and choose in. Now, this is your imagination. Am I going to make a choice based on some good divine things, or am I going to make a choice based on the bad stuff I can imagine, right? We go to number eight, strategize and plan. This is your thinking ability. Am I going to think and make a plan for good or bad? Number nine, or set the queen. This is how we condition ourselves to do it. The teacher, the grower, big mama, the nurturer. And 10 is our physical self, Norman Brown, physical man. I get up and I do all those things from that tree of life. That's what this album is based on. I wrote a song for each one of those.
Free, you know,
the first single symbolizes Heru, the free will, my ability to choose. So come and take a walk with me in the garden of peace. As we walk, we talk, we see. It's a beautiful space, beginning place, and we all come from there. It's home to our sire, the king. The king is there. The power of peace and the nature in me was born there. It goes on, but that's the idea, baby.
Norman, I got to tell you, man, I think the spirit of the late, great Maurice White has definitely touched you.
Hey, Maurice is there, baby.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, absolutely, man, my goodness, brother. That's the highest compliment. Thank you, man. I've been looking for truth all my life, my brother.
Because I'm listening to you and I'm saying it's incredible. It's like, Maurice was talking about this almost close to 40 years ago. The whole concept of earth, wind, and fire, the elements. He speaks about this in every album. And now to hear you say the same exact things about this new album, The Highest Act of Love, I had to kind of sit back a little bit. I'm like, that's deep. That's real deep. It caught me off guard a little bit. I said, wow, I haven't heard someone speak like that since him. So that's definitely a beautiful experience. And listeners out there, people tuning in late, shame on you, but the Teddy Bear does forgive you. We're being joined by the incredibly talented Norman Brown. And remember, family, the new album, The Highest Act of Love, will be available due out on February the 22nd, but you can always place your order early on Amazon and also on iTunes. And be sure to go to Norman Brown's official website to get all the latest concert updates at www.normanbrown.com. So without further ado, let's get into it. The first single being released from the new album, The Highest Act of Love, Free, featuring Denise Williams, here in the zone of LOTL Radio.
Thank you.
Lord and Mercy, Norman Brown, new hit single, Free, featuring Denise Williams, of course, from the upcoming album, The Highest Act of Love, due out on February the 22nd. So make sure you place your orders and get that early start on getting some quality music. Quality over quantity. Substance is always a status quo. Lord have mercy. Brother
teach
Norman,
on,
first.
Teach on. Teach on. You want teachers out there, man. Y'all keep it locked right here. Teddy Bear has got the food for your spirit, baby. And I love hearing you speak like that, brother. Yes.
Oh, man. So it is written. So it shall be done. My brother, first and foremost, I want to sincerely thank you from the bottom of this teddy bear's heart for taking time out of your very busy schedule and joining us today. Hopefully soon you will make your way down here to Houston. Come join the teddy bear and the rest of the crew here in the studio. We would love to have you, man. I have nothing but the utmost respect, your character, your integrity, which is very rare in today's society, and especially this industry, man, has always been intact. And I want to thank you, man, and continued success, many blessings. And I cannot wait for the album to release, because I will definitely buy more than five, because I got to add it to my to my collector's item, man. You got to do it. I definitely have to do it.
Love, love, my brother, to you and your beautiful fans, man. And God bless you, and thank you for your wonderful service. We got the same job, man. We're here to serve the spirit of man down here. And you are doing it with grace, style, class, and honor. I love you, brother. I love you, and I love your fans. Y'all keep it locked right here with the Teddy Bear. Don't you go nowhere.
Mm. So it is written, so it shall be done. God bless, brother.
My man.
All right. The super delicate. Norman Brown here in the zone of the Low T.O. Radio. Got to take a little quick 2 and 2. Got to pay some bills, you know, pay the cost to be the boss. But while I got you here comfy and cozy like Linus's blanket, let's get lost with Norman Connors featuring Angela Beaufield. You Can't Hurt Me Anymore. Vibing here in the zone of the Low T.O. Radio.
unusual for you to just not call me. It's unusual for you to stop loving me.
Take you back just a little bit. Classic High Five. I can't wait another minute for your love. Lord have mercy. Vibing here in the zone of LOTO Radio. 3:47 p.m. Central Standard Time. Yes, Lord. I want to send out a very special thank you to the super talented Mr. Norman Brown. Thank you, my brother, for joining us, man. It was definitely an honor. And family, be sure to get the new album, The Highest Act of Love, available due out February the 22nd, but you can always put your orders in early. Let your first move always be your best move. Lord have mercy. And to get all the latest updates, tour information, let your fingers do the walking, stop by Norman's official website at www.normanbrown.com. And speaking of greatness, man, we got a lot of things on the docket, man, a lot of special treats for all the family out there. Beginning on Valentine's Day night, Thursday, February the 14th, the first annual Love and Soul event featuring Eric Robertson and, of course, the super talented Glenn Lewis. It's going to take place at the Ava Center in Houston, Texas, right here in the Teddy Bears backyard. It's going to be put on by Black Nova Management. That's at 9371 Richmond Avenue, of course, Houston, Texas, 77063. To purchase tickets, you're going to go to www.loveandsoul.com. No need to fear. We got a lot of things in store. We're going to be giving away tickets. Oh, we got you covered. So be on the lookout for that as we give more information on the upcoming event. Really looking forward to meeting and greeting a lot of the listeners out there, man. So it's this one big love fest. And speaking of love, the Teddy Bear, Mr. Rated Extraordinaire, will be back on the airwaves live this coming Friday, January the 25th, as we welcome the super talented Ezra, as we have the celebration. We're going to celebrate. We're going to celebrate her new single, Skyline. That's at 3 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And for those who missed the interview, it's all right. We got you covered. You can always catch it with us on iHeartRadio and on Spotify. Just pull up that app on your phone, type in LOTL, The Zone. And also, we're on iTunes. I'm telling you, we got what you need. I've seen the need here to fulfill those needs. Well, I got you here, safe and sound. Here's one of the artists that are going to be performing at this beautiful Love and Soul event, my man, Mr. Glenn Lewis. Don't you forget it, never, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Since then you've tried to come and gone, the time I show. But stress, don't you let it, don't you forget. Trust you'll find your way to love. Hope is what your heart is made of. And don't you forget it, don't you forget your way home. And that little girl, hold on to your world. First when life was dark, understanding what it means to have God. Nothing but your heavy, broken heart, memories of what used to be. Where change comes responsibility. Don't forget where you are, ain't where you've been. Life's lessons and made you into woman. And don't you forget it. Don't you forget your wisdom. Well, that little girl holds on to your world. And don't you forget it. Don't you forget your wisdom. For that little girl holds on to your world. Everything will be okay. Don't you think you're afraid? No, 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 no. La, 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 la. Don't you be afraid.
Emerson, Glenn Lewis, It's Not Fair, here in the zone of LOTR Radio. I want to thank everyone for tuning in and tuning out all the negativity. It's been a beautiful experience again. Special thank you to the super talented Norman Brown. Sure to get that new album, The Highest Act of Love, due out February the 22nd via iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. But for those that like to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by Norman Brown's official website at www.normanbrown.com. And remember, family, we're going to be giving away tickets, to the upcoming first annual Love and Soul event featuring Eric Robertson and, of course, the super talented Glenn Lewis, taking place on Valentine's Day at the Ava Center in Houston, Texas, right here in the Teddy Bear's backyard. As we move further along, we'll give you more pertinent information. We'll make sure you get them tickets. We want you to be there because the Teddy Bear has his cuddly heart set on beating each and every one of you. It's been real. Love you all. As in always, keep it soulful, always vibing here in the zone of LOTL Radio.
That I